debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
All right, it's Lummy here. We got Caveman to my right.
Finally, it took a while. Hi.
And then we got Carlos Mendingo, Dark Match Steve, John from Naples. We were all thinking about what we're going to call this podcast with the three guys. Did you guys actually come up with a name?
Yes, Bubba fucking originated it. It's called the Mount Rushmore of Parody Crew.
You have Mount Rushmore of parody guys? I mean, that's what you guys came up with. Well, you guys come up with brilliant, brilliant parodies.
I hate it.
And that's the best thing you could come up with. Kate, what would you come up with?
I need to take mushrooms for good ideas. So.
Yeah, we'll figure out a name later. I'm really interested in talking to these freaks. I mean, it's like wrangling cats, getting you guys all down here. Carlos, you're from where again?
Charleston, South Carolina.
So you listen to us on 98 Rock up there?
98 Rock, of course.
And Dark Ratch Steve, your local guy.
Fucking Naples.
John from Naples,
But who's not really from Naples.
Stop it. Don't kill my gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So we have these three guys. They've been doing parodies for us for a while now. And we
want to
get
a year?
Yeah, over a year at least. Definitely want to get your perspective on things. You guys come up with some great parodies. And Major Subjects is right here, Lummy.
Yo.
All together, how many parodies do you think you've done?
We actually all know because we sent them to you in the thumb drive.
Yeah.
21 is the average.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's about 20. Something like that.
Somewhere on 20 in last year. So, of course, I'm sure you're expecting 40 this year.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And we've got to up the ante.
So, all right. So, we get everyone up today. Carlos Mendingo from South Carolina. Where do you kind of get your... Well, how long have you been listening to the show?
Somewhere between 2011, 2016. I can't really tell. When I look at a calendar, my eyes
five-year jump.
Turn into spirals. Yeah.
Now...
For a while now, 98 Rock, and then Twitch, of course, is wonderful for the replay.
So what's the first thing that really hooked you to the show?
Oh, man, on the spot with
Come
these
on,
questions
bro.
We don't
Me
know
Steve
about.
Got the answer. We're
just
ready.
Laughing, just hilarity.
No, you're not good for
just,
the show.
Fly by the seat of your pants, high stakes McGillicuddy. I mean,
All right,
I laugh for 4 hours.
I see a little flim-flimming here. John, so what's like the first segment you listen to?
It was Mark Madness, 2015.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I could do this parody shit. And I put something together and it worked out. And the funny thing is, I went to look at my shit a couple years later and I saw his name next to me. It said Steve something and it was kind of sounded like him. And I only heard his new parodies about a year ago. And I was like, I just reached out to him on text. I said, is your last name blah, blah, blah? And he said, yes. I said, oh, fuck. We created our first parodies together during Mark Madness.
Now, yep, when did you start listening, John?
There's a funny story about that. I'm a radio talk show junkie, and you know the politics. You know, in the morning it starts with whatever on the conservative talk, and it ended with whoever on the other end. But the funny thing was, in the middle, I was just flipping during commercials, and I heard Bubba, and he went really long on the commercials, and I love that because there's people who break really hard at the 22 mark or the 30 mark, and they break again at the 30. So I would flick, and I'd find Bubba, and I was like, yes, somebody I could listen to. So that happened about 7 years ago.
Listen, if you want to feel like you're more at home, you can put that right up to your mouth. You can pull it out of the cup.
Yeah, that's...
If you want to put that microphone right, you know, kind of Cave's doing. But Dark Match, like, when did you start listening, and, you know, what kind of drew you in?
I've lived in Tampa, like, my whole life, pretty much. And so I've heard Bubba all the time, but I started being, like, a hardcore listener around, like, 2011, I think, 2010. It was before the Fossil went to All Talk, that station over there.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. That's when I started listening like hardcore. Only times I've dropped off is like when I've had bad points in my own life where I'm not even like getting up for a job. I got fired or something. That's like the only time I've dropped off from listening to the show. I've pretty much been keeping up with y'all since.
Now, how old are you?
31.
And how old are you, Carlos Mandingo?
I think 35. I forget.
Dark Match 31, 35. And John from Naples?
50.
Happy 50. Birthday.
50.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Well, every day is like my goddamn
month.
Birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well.
So we have a really interesting mix of characters here, though. Like, John, you're a little bit more straight edge. Dark Match Steve, you're a little bit more alternative looking.
No, I would say he looks like he would be experimenting with a little marijuana.
You can
maybe,
say that.
Maybe being
mushroom
in one
caps,
of those,
you know.
A band with the...
Allegedly.
The dreads. What do they call that?
Like reggae?
Reggae. You look like you'd be in like a reggae band.
Like playing the trombone.
Yeah, you know, I really, people assume that I love Bob Marley, and I really, only time I listen to Bob Marley is when I'm like having a bad trip on some heavy psychedelics or something. Then that music is like enjoyable to me. Otherwise, it's like I usually need something else.
And then Carlos Mandingo.
Carlos is a man of mystery.
Really?
Oh, there we go.
So do you not have a job? You just kind of live in South Carolina right up there, and you just do, you sit and chat, and then...
I own a fish factory.
Oh, really? That's nice. That's awesome. You're such a dick.
Carlos is a dick. Hello.
Yeah. So hey, now, good. Have you guys been practicing each other's voices, like trying
Here's
to...
Here's the funny
they
thing.
Do impressions of me, and I get offended. And
because no one
and
can
cry.
Do Bubba the way Bubba does Bubba, and he says it all the time, but he has...
Who says I can't?
Carlos says he has an established... He's got an established Bubba, and it's kind of funny to mock, so we're all kind of doing that this week.
Blitz's is really good. Blitz's impression of Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you guys want to do your best impressions of Bubba right now, just on the mic, and see what it comes up with?
Yeah, cut a promo on Lummy.
Right. Who's up?
Take this fillet of fish. How many Marlboro Lights do you smoke a night? Or Marlboro Reds?
I don't smoke, bro.
Oh. All right. Well, Dark Match Steve, what's your Bubba like?
All right, this is Carlos doing Bubba.
Take this fillet of fish.
Virtually the same.
I was going to do mine, but really good. I'll do that.
This is my Bubba impersonation. Bubba! Sometimes he goes high pitch. Bubba! Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that little noise. He gets mad about it. You know that. Yeah,
I liked your, actually, Blitz's and your impression because you've been on the show for so long. And you were slipping in those, and it was. So
I get
fun.
It, I get it.
But then I'm not allowed to do those. But you got to have that little.
Nuggets. You can't teach dumb.
Yeah. Spicy chicken with a little McNugget.
John's turn.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not going to mock him. I think I got one ready.
He just mocked me.
Shh, I'm going to answer the phone. Shut up, John. Hello.
Wait, that was your Bubba?
No, I don't know what I was doing. I'm drunk.
Well, I think that was Carlos doing Bubba.
Fuck, you know what I'm saying? All right. Take this fillet of fish.
Like, do you guys ever try to parody anyone like else on the show or?
I tried one with Carlos because his voice is freaking funny and it was a flop. I got clunked.
I do Lummy. I do your voice. I do Papa. And of course, Lummy, you know I love you. That's why I do your voice. But I think that's it. I did Seth. Hey, it's Seth, but he's gone. So I'll stick with Papa. It's hard to really sing as a girl. So to parody Anna is difficult.
That's why I brought in Mrs. JFN for the Anna. Yeah. Because I can't.
When you guys are looking to make a parody, what comes first, the subject, or do you feel like there's a certain song that would fit a certain person, or like a certain subject matter just pops out of nowhere during the show, something that you're like, huh, that'd be interesting to see if we could play with?
Yeah, the ideas pretty much come like randomly to me
during a trip
during the show, or just when you're in the shower.
No, no, I don't actually write on mushrooms.
Have you tried?
Well, actually, I have back in the day. I can barely function on them. Honestly, it's if I'm doing like a real trip, not microdosing, but yeah, it's normally an idea just comes to me. Like I don't know, like the Dead Kennedys. I know that was a little bit obscure, but it was perfect. The song was called Uber Alice by Dead Kennedys, and I made it about Uber Thomas. It was perfect.
Never called in since then, right?
Yeah.
He tried to call in twice, and he didn't get picked up on because Bubba didn't know he was actually calling in. So yeah. I think he gave up.
That one time, Bubba pooped his pants while I was on hold and then had to go back, and then I hung up because I was waiting on hold, and then he gets back, and he was like, I pooped my pants.
Is that a parody? Did you make that one?
No, but that's a true story. Oh, okay. That's life.
Yeah, but why didn't you go, like, you know, pooping on hold or something? Like, you know, I was on hold and the guy's pooping his pants. Like,
I don't know. I guess I guess I was too butthurt about him pooping while I was on the phone. But
now, do you guys have anything else right now in the hopper you're looking to do? I mean, Bubba tries to give you guys a lot of ideas. Is there anything out there? You know, like, he's mentioned multiple things in the last 2 weeks. Are any of you guys working on those, or are you kind of just ignoring them and doing your own thing?
It's a weird game because we all have stuff in the hopper constantly, but we try to keep it fresh. And so we got to hang out this week, the three of us, get to know each other. We're actually very similar. Maybe that's why we do what we do, and we're good at it, which is fun. But we all have stuff in the hopper. I write stuff when I'm listening to the show, driving around. It'll just come to me. I'll just come up with an idea, throw it in a draft of a Gmail email, and I'll go home, make the parody. John kind of does something similar. Steve's is kind of like that, but a little different. Shower. So the fun part is it's actually kind of stressful, trying to be fresh. Bubba does give a lot of ideas out, and I've made songs from that because he's just pew, 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 and he throws stuff out. I'm like, okay, I'll make a song from it. But we got to try to get it done within a couple days, and we all have businesses and jobs, so sometimes we can't just make it that quick. One time I was working on one really late, and I started listening to the show, and I heard something about Anna and Reagan, and I went, John's mic died. Unscrew it and put a battery in it. They're right there. Can I finish?
Yeah, I was saying thank you. I know, I said thank you.
Yeah, you said,
I thought you were rushing me off.
No, no,
get
I
out
was
here.
Saying thank you for telling him how to do
You're
it.
Welcome,
sorry.
Lummy.
Shut
I love
the
you.
Fuck up.
Like this morning when Kay was like, now's not a good time. Get out.
Get the fuck get out.
He
just
pushed us out of the
fuck
broom.
Out.
All right, we won't go into that. I woke up one morning, listened to like the first hour.
Who did that?
Found something else really funny, went back, finished the song, got to Cave. Cave's a master juggler. And so when I sent it, there it was about Reagan's like 400 boyfriends, and it blew their mind because it was like really fresh content. So it's a lot of times it's about being fresh.
Oh, nice.
Same.
Timeliness is such an important thing.
God,
for
God, so true. Like this fucking
radio.
Shirt, by the way. Listen,
yeah, I love that you're wearing that shirt.
I ordered it the day it happened. It got here yesterday. Fuck.
Yeah.
Timing is everything. It's not funny.
Timing is everything.
It's not funny.
But
it could be funny in 2 months when he
if he comes back, I got
reappears
something
out of nowhere.
I got something ready.
Yeah, exactly. Now, since you guys, you know, write a lot of parodies, I mean, do you guys actually do anything outside of listening to the show and kind of write parodies, or are you guys kind of just Bubba fans, parody, sleep, that's it? I mean, John, you have a wife. I don't know if Dark Match Steve, Carlos Mendingo, I don't think you do.
No.
But do you have a girlfriend or wife?
I'm gay, unfortunately, actually.
I'm gay.
No, but yeah, I just got out of like
what are you?
Gay relationship.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No, I didn't know. You kind of were like, well, but actually.
Lummy is very religious, so he's like taken back by that.
Lummy, are you gay?
Throw a net over me.
No,
I'm
no,
gay.
No, no, because you kind of were like, okay, but actually. And I'm like, oh, and then you kind of went with it.
Lummy,
so.
For real. Is that the first time you actually heard that?
Yeah.
No, it's like.
You're not getting on your Instagram. I'm sorry, Steve.
I don't have
just
Instagram.
Bumped hats.
Just you're not checking. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows.
I don't have Instagram.
I know. I try to tag you, but you don't know anything about Steve.
I'm sorry. That, I just tried to learn about him.
We're trying to learn about you.
Meltdown
I'm going to
right
about,
now.
Here, I'm going to tell you about the Dark Match Steve. There's a lot of guys just like me that don't have Instagram that we have no clue you know, who any of you guys are. I don't really, really know anything about John from Naples.
I'm a hugger.
Instagram. I don't know anything about Carlos Mandingo Instagram. And I don't know anything about you.
I didn't mean to, you just kind of said it as a,
I thought it was a joke, but it's all good.
Sure.
And there he goes, burying himself further.
You going to fucking call him later?
Okay, you know what? That's just,
okay, let's get.
Yeah, so no. So, you
just
know.
Take.
So what do you like to do, you know, in the off time?
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually a florist, oddly enough. But
that's not that odd.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just like I forget the name. It's like something foo.
It's your job.
Shoe. Yeah.
That's the name of your company.
Oh, no. Oh. I'm talking about that RuPaul movie.
Oh,
but yeah, that's like it's a stereotypical gay job. Yes, it is. that's my point. Anyway, but yeah, I've done other parodies about political stuff, Biden and Kamala Harris and different stuff like that. I do random stuff on my Instagram related to conspiracy stuff. And yeah, that's.
I think I just saw, let me take a drink of Gatorade.
Yeah, now that there's no concerts, sorry. I've been really bored.
So, like, what kind of vodka.
I danned it up there. Sorry.
You look like a concert kind of guy. Like, what kind of music are you into concert wise? Because I know my wife's in a lot of concerts, Gavier in a lot of concerts. We like go out seeing concerts. Like, what's your, like, you know, your music of choice?
All time best shows I have been to is by far GWAR, the early years of GWAR.
You
yeah.
look like a GWAR guy.
That is just.
You like Primus too?
Yeah. I've seen Primus like four times, something like that. I saw Primus with Tool. I had tickets to Tool for 2020, but Ticketmaster is still, you know, playing a game with me. They got my money.
Yeah, they want you just to keep using your credits toward other tickets.
Yeah.
Carlos, what type of music do you typically listen to?
I like rock, metal, blues, all kinds of stuff.
That's right. He did have the frickin' strap before Steve took it.
Dave?
I don't know why you're Dark Match Dave.
Bubba calls him Dave.
I'm all over the place. I mean, all over the
spectrum. All of you are all over the place.
All
over
the spectrum, yep. I don't have a preferred. I mean, every decade I get a new freaking thing.
So, like, whatever your wife wants you to do, like, so
just
you know,
like you, I hated country until I married my wife.
John is actually into hip hop, and that he does better rapping than both Steve and myself. He's really good at hip hop.
Are you good at
freestyle? And he was a DJ.
No, fuck no.
You can't freestyle?
No, but
so
no.
You were a DJ? Like, what? Like you were going out to like little clubs or
I was
were
a
you...
wannabe in my mind. I was always there and I was always hip hop and rapping and I was a fucking Eminem before Eminem was Eminem. Matter of fact, I was into the rap game just when Vanilla Ice was coming out and I had a group. I had everything. We were down. We were rapping. And when I saw that first that's when I hung up my belt. I was like, you know what? It's over. Aww. It's over. Never going to happen. He ruined it.
You couldn't keep up with
no, I can't.
Beachside Detroit Avenue.
What? A1A.
A1A. Was it shots rang out like a bell? I heard what shells falling on the concrete real fast.
I don't know. That
keep
one.
Going.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he was gonna keep going.
I'm kind of impressed here.
I don't rap.
Ice Ice Baby. Ding 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 ding. But you remember he was ding 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 ding.
That's why he didn't get sued.
Exactly.
For that, song.
That with the Queen. Yeah, it's like ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
I would like to rap my favorite verse of my favorite parody. Here we go.
Yeah.
Gonna wake and bake and make a stop and stick and shake a thump of Bubba because he loves it and he'll never ever cater. Rejoin the show, become a bro, let Bubba know you're on the go and on the up and up and never ever waver. All right, that was
I love it.
Thank you.
So
that's one of my favorite songs of John's. You. And then Steve is over. I've already put him over. He's got the belt.
Can I do Steve's song too, please?
Yeah, do it.
Nerdy Jew is getting high. Nerdy Jew is getting high. Yeah. Fuck. I didn't
how many beers are you in, buddy?
Oh, seven.
Okay.
So have any of you guys been in like a band or thought about being in a band?
Just me, Carlos. And that's only because we hung out all day and I asked all these questions ahead of time. Yeah, I play music. And I was really let down to find out Steve's not a singer in a band because he's got really long dreads and he's ripped. He'd be a good frontman.
I actually kind of thought that.
Yeah, I've dabbled in it, but nothing that's like really gone anywhere. And I blame the other musicians that I worked with for sure. It's not my fault.
All my magic is done on a 2002 Compaq and Cool Edit Pro.
Oh, there you go.
The insane part about that is he has a really nice Mac, and I made like a 5-minute video for him to show him how I do my stuff on a Mac, and he won't use it. He's using it as a doorstop.
It's a tray table. Yeah. I don't know what to fucking do with a Mac. Big Mac, I'll smash it with my fucking... Oh, sorry.
So what do you guys think about the show? Like, you know, lately, you know, coming up through all the different changes, things like that. Like,
especially in the time you've made parodies, there's been a lot of changes in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Like, what do you guys, what's your opinion? We'll start with John from Naples.
Well, I've been coaching Anna a lot behind the scenes, and she's finally taking my advice.
Really?
Yes. I poke her behind the scenes and say, Anna, freaking show your tits. Do something. I know they're fried eggs.
Poke her behind the scenes?
Now, listen,
is that like behind the knee?
Before eggs get fried, they pop, and they have a little bit of something in there. Do something! So she's finally singing and dancing. It's all because of me. Thank you, Anna.
So you're enjoying the show, at least.
I fucking love the show.
No dark match, Steve?
Oh, well, I just have to say, I've thought about this a lot recently that, you know, the Twitch, it's, I'm sure it's got its pros and cons for you guys, but I have to say, back in the day when I would get up right at 6 for Bubba's show, the first segment was like, it was never as good back in the day. Now, for whatever it is now on Twitch, it's like, the whole show is consistently good from start to finish. It's like captivating.
Are you kind of? And I'm not. I'm just trying to remember. Are you talking about like maybe like in the beginning when he would do that like 6 minute, you know, and then be like, we're gonna take a long segment, segment two. We're getting the commercials out of the
Break. Yeah.
No, it was when Stone Joe Iglana was in the fucking shower, showering every goddamn day. Should I even tuned out. Sorry.
I didn't mind that actually.
Oh fuck.
Well, let's not get into SJ.
Sorry.
Carlos Mandingo,
that's a sore subject.
To you.
What was the question again?
Shot out of a cannon says what?
No, I really liked Seth. Sad to see him go. But the changes, like, I really liked how Bubba realized after talking to, he's got a lot of good counsel with royalty show people and then really smart people like Dr. Dan Diaco, a hero to all of
hero
us.
Hero to me.
Esquire. Love that guy. No, he realized, I don't need to hire somebody right now for chair two. Like, let's do what we're doing.
Cha-ching.
So, lately, it's just, I've loved it. Blitz, do you guys remember? Blitz was never on camera.
Blitz
he didn't
have the belt every
he
week,
lost,
by the way.
He's ripped. He lost a bunch of weight. And Blitz is like, he's hilarious. He's a he never set out to be a radio guy. He's really good at it.
Yep.
And then when Kevin, or Dr. Dan Diaco, or any of the other Diacos, no, let me give them some credit.
True.
Steve Diaco and Jay Diaco.
True.
Amazing. So, any changes now? It's
hey,
like,
man, don't forget about Babyface.
And actually, love
Brian
you too.
Here.
Listen,
well,
the lum
I'm
lum.
Always in chat. I'm always in chat, buddy.
When he find, I mean, I don't know how he works as a lawyer. He's always in chat. He's got a mask on at home alone. He made his parents stay home for a year in a reverse Stockholm situation. But I do like.
Hey,
I like
you
Brian
want,
they don't get along.
Carlos, if you get that parking ticket, man, I'll get it out for you.
No, Brian. That's him. Brian's been cool because I brought him some heat, but he's good too. He's
oh, okay. Well, yeah, because he's you know working his way back to Friday. If he can get our Twitter back, you know,
God,
so
that's money.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
So I mean, like, so you know, we're not just saying this because you're on, but I mean, you guys are enjoying the show more than you know you had before. Now you guys are kind of doing the parody elements, and you know, now you've seen the studio. Does it kind of give you like that like little energy boost? Like you kind of feel more part of, you know, the show to maybe do like a little bit more parodies? Or do you kind of feel like you're just kind of sit where you guys are at right now?
I've been trying to do a little bit more writing. I think the past like 3 or 4 weeks I've sent in like 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
Goddamn
yeah,
strap.
3.
You got the jobbers.
No, we John and I spent the whole day worried that Cave was going to say, sorry, man, it's canceled.
Yeah, so.
I was debating that. I was really thinking about it.
Come on.
You guys came in early.
We've been so sad.
He's like the guy on the Showtime at the Apollo with the cane.
No, definitely energized. And thank you for the tour. And, yeah, let's crank out some more.
Now I have to ask, like, when you listen, let's say John does something, like, Steve, do you, like, intently try to break it down? Like, how did he do that? Is it good or is it bad? Like when you initially hear it, are you like, man, that's really good? Or do you automatically go, man, that's shit. I could do better. Do you look for the things that you could have done better? Or do you notice, hey, he's nailed it there?
I mean, I'm very critical of my own stuff. So I break other people's stuff down too. And, I love their work. I absolutely love, genuinely love their stuff. But that's what got me to do the the couple Biden songs that I did that I really love, and I mean, I got quite a few views on Twitter with it, and YouTube deleted me for it, which is a badge of honor as well. But initially, I heard someone else do a Biden parody. I saw it on, like, Facebook or something, and I heard it, and that's exactly what I thought. I was like, it's a really good – the concept for the song was so good, and I heard the lyrics, and I just thought, like, I could do better than that. So I went and figured my own thing out.
I mean, you guys all kind of get along and everything, buddy-buddy, but do you – like, Carlos, do you ever get competitive when you listen to – other parodies from these guys?
When it first started and I heard their songs, we all started when the other guy left, and I was like, at first I was gonna be like, hey, those guys suck, but I was laughing at their songs. And so yeah, I'm a huge fan of both these guys.
Now, did that suck though? Like, you're listening to it and it's like you want to rip it apart, but then you're like, god damn, that's pretty good.
No, I mean, we all kind of have the same brain on what we do, and we've talked about it a little bit. And yeah, I laugh at their stuff. They're hilarious. And yeah, it just makes me sharper. And actually, John will sometimes send me something, and I'll be honest with him if it's not good.
True. We send it, like, initially. We say, what do you think of this? And you know, like, listen, take this out. Sucks. Not too good. Don't do that. We're relatively critical.
And you take that criticism. Do you ever, like, not take the advice and then bite you in the ass?
Screw him.
A couple of times I was just telling him, you know, how does it feel to be number two and number three? And it's just it's fun.
It is a little bit competitive.
Is there a little bit of smack talk between you guys, like a group text, like, oh man, that sucked? That
very little, but yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
So John, let's say when you would send in stuff, and is there any point, whether it's a chat or someone, a member of the show, let's say, ripped into your stuff, and you're like, oh man, that really hurt?
No, I'm just happy to be a part of the show. I got to be honest with you. I love every clunk. Listen, I'm out there. It's for them. It's funny. And, you know, if it's mostly clunks, I might have a little bit of a bad feeling, but I know when I suck.
Okay, so like Dark Match, you mentioned the Dead Kennedys. Like, I know some of us who know the Dead Kennedys in that style kind of appreciate it. Then you have other people who are like, I don't get it. Like, was that kind of like a hard thing to, like, deal with? It's like, You're getting your art, so to speak, torn apart.
Yeah, that was a risky decision, but after I recorded it, I thought it pretty much turned out good. And I thought if people didn't know the song initially, I mean, it was at least like it was like a song story form to a punk rock song about Lummy with Uber Tom. I just like. To me, after I had it done, I was like, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing on Bubba's show for him to be playing, like, punk rock stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just figured, you know, the people that appreciate it would appreciate it a lot. And the other people
Dr.
can...
Dr. Dan, he liked... or was it Jay?
Jay, I knew it. I was like, okay, so I know a few people really liked it. And I find it, you know, at least refreshing that you guys don't stick with the same four template songs like other people do. So that's, and you guys come with your own styles. That's a big thing too. It's like, you know, coming with a punk song, okay, and then you did like a lounge singer song for
Janessa Brazil.
So, you know, you have different styles here, and you try to mix and match, and you know, that's the thing. It's, they're popular songs. It's something that's going to be catchy. We know that. So, you know, you incorporate the stuff with the show. It's really intriguing. Now, for you guys, what is your favorite subject or your favorite person to parody? Steve, start with you.
Oh, from the show?
Yeah, from the show.
Oh,
I mean, obviously,
me.
Bubba is like, come on, it's his show. We know this, but is anyone else?
I try to not go after Bubba as much because I know other people have done that a lot. And yeah, I don't. I guess I really like the stuff I've done about Anna.
Yeah.
Easy target.
I don't know. I guess Anna would be some of my favorite. Yeah, there's some other people we've mentioned before that I really like the songs that I made about them, and they get fired, and they take my career out. Take the legs right out from under me with them.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Because you're like, oh, that's a gold mine right there, and then they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. We've been calling it the Dark Match Curse today.
So so who wrote this song then? I think it's this one right here.
It's me. It's always me.
I want the dog. Man. You're not going to play.
Steve. Doesn't matter. I'll tell you my story.
Now, how long did it take you to write this song that's not even playing?
Dirty Jew. Sorry. Nerdy Jew.
I want the doc.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write that one?
That was like a day. That was on like a Saturday. I actually remember I was working in the yard.
I want the doc.
Yeah, that one. Now, when you guys played this initially, Seth really tried to gay me out about this. He outed me as gay.
Seriously?
On the show.
Did he know it?
And it has nothing. Me being gay has nothing to do with making a song about Dan being hot. All guys think about Dan like this. That's the whole point of the song. The second verse explains that the haters in chat are also sexually attracted, gay or not.
I mean, you saw my, you know, my picture that I have, you know,
exactly.
In that little corner. So.
Doc lover.
So it only took you one day. You're just in the yard, you know, shirtless, raking some leaves.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Shirtless, pantsless.
You were thinking about, were you listening to the show at that point?
Actually, yeah, I was listening to some rerun or something. I forget if it was on Twitch or the app, but yeah.
Who wrote this song?
That's mine too.
Jesus,
Caveman.
You know what? Fucking Dark is over right now. This is bullshit.
Give him the strap. Fuck the strap.
So how long did it take you to write this one?
That was like, I think that one took like a couple days. But, you know, that wasn't so much a time-sensitive thing, though. Just in general about Cave on the show.
This is one of my favorite ones of Steve's. So, The Curse, I was making songs about people because I knew they were about to get fired. So I did SJL.
Same.
I can't remember what else, but I was starting to write stuff.
So you're basically
after Colton, you're about to get fired, because I knew it was coming.
Who does this one?
Thank you to Cox Media for firing me.
JFN's wife.
Never done it on my own.
Well, here's the deal. I wanted to sing it. I can't hit that note.
Did you write the lyrics for her?
I wrote the lyrics, yes. And I said, hey, missus, you want to sing this? And I locked her in the room and I said, do this now! Immediately.
I mean, how do you feel this one turned out?
We banged that night.
Really. Did you?
Fuck yes. To Anna's voice. Because she's a fucking... Never mind.
Yeah, I love Alanis Morissette. That's one of the artists that got me into rock, believe it or not. I can't sing that high. So he brought...
It's true.
Katie in, and I was like, yeah.
The funny thing is, that day, I thought, this is the one that's getting me in the studio. Bubba's going to say, John, you're the fucking best. Come in the studios now and get your strap, buddy. And he said, what the hell song is this? And Lummi was the only one who knew it.
Thank you. How about this one?
That was me.
Oh, look at that. It's almost like I did like a little...
Thanks, buddy.
How long did it take you to write this song?
It's always really quick. So I write it. Then I just go put it down.
Mic time right now.
I'm a failed perfectionist, so I don't want to spend much time. Like, John's really good at production.
Yes.
I record it, and I just send it, and I go... So, it was quick.
So, okay, you mentioned John's good at production. What's one thing that you think he could do better at?
Yeah.
Thrillers.
I got to learn how to work like you professionals. So we had a little scolding session before this, which was fine. And I just got to not call in, I guess.
Not just you, but let's say for John specifically, is there anything that
you want me to critique John?
To of his,
oh, fuck, my shit.
That you're
perfect.
Like, man, that he needs to fix this type of
he
shit.
He needs to open that Mac and record on a decent platform.
Are you saying he's like a computer illiterate?
He's an old guy. Literate. Yeah, I mean,
he's 50-year-old in the room.
He showed me his laptop that he's recording on.
Oh, fuck.
It's so
come
old.
Come back.
All right, John, is there something that Carlos could work on? Other than jumping the gun.
How about originality? His shit sucks. Bad. Fucking bad.
Sorry for the levels.
No. He's a good character actor. He's the character actor, which is he does not sound like Bubba, but he's got the Bubba sound down. And I don't
to sing in other people's voices is fun
right.
For me. It scratches an itch, but John actually taught me even though I said he's old, he taught me his trick. His trick is taking clips of Lummi with heavy rotations, which is funny. And I did that one time for
incorporated in the show.
Yeah, and so I did that for a song for the Anna Asian massage parlor.
You like massage?
So he actually taught me that and showed me
anybody.
How to do it.
You're fucking Mark.
And yeah, you were saying we all have our own formats. well, he let me kind of get in on his format, and that's what I did.
True.
Now I'm just trying to keep him short and sweet and make Bubba laugh. Never make fun of Bubba.
Who taught you that? Cave. Who taught you to keep him short? You.
Yeah.
Because you know what? When he said 1:20 perfect, that's when I knew. Keep it 1:20 perfect.
Dang. Oh, there's formatics to everything.
There really is.
And
there
that's
really
why
is.
I tried to tell yeah. you guys.
Oh, God. My first parody was about 2:57, and it was drawn out. It was bad. And like he was talking about before, initially I was following the other template, which is, you know, bust on Bubba, just crack on him, because that's what I thought parodies were, break on Bubba. And then I sent in a few parodies, and it got clowned, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to break on Bubba anymore. You got to put Bubba over. When you put Bubba over, it's working out. So you got to learn that template.
Yeah, you always got to put Bubba over.
I mean, it's his show.
Stro, don't clown on Bubba.
Yeah, anytime I make any jokes at Bubba's expense in a song, I try to also put him over a little bit. True. Try to balance it out.
Yeah, you got to balance it out.
Like his beady eyes. They're not fucking beady. They're beautiful.
And I think we measured them the other day, so we know they're not beating.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says they're pretty, they're all even.
They're perfect.
Dr. Dandiaco.
Same with Anna's lobes, but I made a song about it because it's parody.
I could redo it
now.
No,
her lobes are really big, so. I mean, let's be honest, right?
I haven't seen them. Jay and Dan said they were normal, so.
Jay.
Now, if there's a, let's say, John, if you were to do a song or a remix, let's say, one of Steve's songs, which song would you want to?
Nerdy Joe.
Yeah.
Gotta love that one. I don't know why.
Now, what would you change about it?
I would hit the lows better because, you know, I'm Barry White. Hey,
oh, Barry. Excuse me. I do a damn good Jim Morrison. Thank you.
No, your highs are good. But
oh, you want to hear? Let's hear the Jim Morrison.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the spot. He takes Xanax when he panics, Zoloft when he cries, smokes some weed on the side. Nerdy Jew. Yeah, he knows it better.
Nerdy Jew, unzip this fly. Yeah.
The Dark Match Chief, can you get that?
Out.
He got high?
No, he's got tired. He's got a good voice.
I think I did get that high in the song. I don't.
He can do the Octavio Quiver thing.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think
falsetto?
The best? Who do you think the best singer is out of all three of you?
Like,
John,
who has the
John,
most? Like,
John
raised his hand.
Yeah,
there's
John
no video. He's the best speaker. He has a very smooth radio voice.
Yes.
I'm not going to vote.
I mean, he doesn't really talk into the mic too much.
Shut
so the
up,
levels
mommy.
Are way down. So, but it's okay.
Shut
you
up.
You know,
mommy.
I got to sit here and just play
yeah,
with the yellow mic.
Sorry,
I got the
jobber mic.
Not really. I mean, that mic actually is pretty good. You don't have the screen.
I don't want to put my lips close to it. It's like,
you know, he comes in this place. We offer him.
You said
offer him the opportunity to be on
Shut
mic,
up.
And this is what he does.
Hey guys, do you want to hear what Dark Match sounds in the thing? He's like,
what do he say?
You know, Dark Match Steve here. no, he's like talking to you.
Oh
no, I'm
oh,
saying
okay.
John from Naples. He's like, Dark Match. Let me show you how to do Jim Morrison.
Mic
oh,
yeah.
Like
I was saying,
oh,
like,
that's good. Nobody heard that.
No, actually, you have the best. Levels out of everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
he's a cool guy in it over there. I mean, he was cool a former DJ, a former rap star with the beatbox.
Sometimes that just doesn't.
Shut up.
Sometimes that just doesn't matter.
Listen,
I guess.
I can do a good lummy. Remember my Bubba was bad? Watch this. What? Yeah.
There was a funny story that came up today where when John heard Lowrider Diaco.
Nobody's cool. Yeah.
He didn't know that was me.
No, I thought it was the other guy.
I know.
Swan.
Well, I'm pretty sure I was like sick, possibly. That was a year ago. Like I might have had COVID. Like everyone was sick last year in February. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I had it. But that's how I was able to record that low. Because I was like,
yeah, you were sick. I can do that naturally, bro. Watch this. Nobody loves Dandiaco.
No,
well,
do.
The good thing is that no one's going to hear that on a podcast because you really MVP'd that microphone on that one. So he was like, hey! Like, you couldn't hear him.
What's Lummy saying?
See? So, now, what are you guys going to do when you're down? How long are you guys? Well,
I'm going to work
on
a fucking parody.
You're Naples. I know you're down from South Carolina. What are you guys going
to
do now?
Yeah, I came to visit. We had a fun day. We hung out with Country Boy and Country Girl. And
is Country Girl coming on 199?
Is Country Girl going to be on 199?
Yeah,
that's the rumor.
I haven't heard that.
Ask Anna.
Low ride.
Yeah,
she
that's
she
a
knows
shoot.
More. So I mean, like, but how long are you down for? How?
I'll head back Thursday or Friday. John put us up in his RV.
Oh, nice.
Really, really great. Nice hospitality.
Thank you for
Katie is a great chef. For
KFN.
Steaks. Really nice steaks.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to make our way back. I've got family in Florida, so I'm visiting them and back home.
Blitz
back to work.
Is a little shooting ranch out there in Ocala.
Yeah, sure, Ocala. So, have you guys actually ever been? Like, have you gone to any like the adult places since you've been here?
It depends on what we're doing tonight.
Have you been to
no.
the Dollhouse?
Wait a minute, this guy, the person who hasn't said anything, has one thing to say about that.
No, there's this place around the corner from where we're staying at called Bear Assets.
Oh God.
Oh, so you guys are staying in Newport Richey?
Oh shit!
That was fast.
I could walk there.
Well, yeah, it's on County Line. I mean, yeah. You're in Pasco County. I mean, yeah. So,
still
I mean, it's full nude, full liquor.
I live in Naples.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I'm glad your RV is up in Newport Richey. So, I'm guessing you guys are going there and not staying in the Tampa area to go to the Dollhouse or anything like that.
What did he just say?
The Dollhouse.
Okay, yes.
So, let me ask you, man, Carlos, are you single?
Carlos has no family.
Okay, you're a lonely man. And okay, sorry, no ring. That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know.
So are you going to get, like, what's your reaction when you go to the strip club?
No, I was pointing. I have a ring.
I didn't see it.
I have a family.
Listen, there's a lot of women probably that listen at the Dollhouse that are going to hear this when you go out there.
I'm single, too.
We're not going there.
I'm going to
the guy in the corner is interested in Bear Assets, which is funny. I think it's funny you live a block away.
Shit.
No,
five
RV.
Five blocks away.
No,
his RV.
His RV park is a block
storage,
away.
Which is a block away. Learn how to work.
No, but away. So hold on. What is your like mentality when you walk into a strip club kind of place?
I've each never one. Walked in, but I'll bet John has an opinion. Cause,
oh, geez. Yes. Are you that pussy whipped?
No. Is it nips or no nips.com?
No. Oh, my bad. I didn't know what I did. I didn't get my notes here that I can't talk about.
Mommy's melting right. down.
All right. Yeah, you know what, Dark Match Steve? What do you do when you
You're
walk
out.
Into a
get
fucking strip
studios.
Club and you see these
Jobber.
Big breast women that are sitting there and they're spreading their leg and you're walking in with not Carlos Mandango because he refuses to go there.
Hell no.
Because he's really good. But then John from Naples walks in and literally he's ready to go. Like, are you going up to the stage? Are you getting the girls back to the table? Where do you guys sit?
Check, please.
I don't mess with strippers. I'm a gay guy. I don't know what. Like, I mean, if we went
Did
to
you
a
just
gay.
Forget that?
No, you don't understand. If and you went so... to an, if you went, no, but I'm saying, if you were to bring them back, I've been to.
Would you be a good wingman for your
yes,
bros?
That's what I mean.
Oh yes.
That's
I'm
what I'm saying.
That's what he's trying to say.
Oh my God. Okay, okay.
I translate Lummy.
Hold on.
Okay?
I've been
thank
to,
you, K-Man.
Sorry,
I don't
hold
speak
on.
That.
I've been to an adult entertainment center with gay males and gay
RVs.
Females. Gay male and gay females.
Okay.
Both. And guess what they do? They recruit them back to the table Root. If you have other, you know, guys. I was saying this. Do you get up, like, close, or do you kind of just hang back and kind of chill?
Scientologist.
I just hang back. I don't. It's something about people want to take gay guys to straight strip clubs and just watch them squirm. I don't know. It's like a. It's evil. It's like cruel, but Orchard. Yeah.
All the ladies yeah. love the gay guys, though.
Yeah, I don't mess with strip clubs. Next question.
No, listen. Okay, fine. I know that
I mean,
no one's allowed to answer.
What if it was like a male review?
If somebody here could actually answer a real question about Bear Assets, and I know it's not Carlos Mandinga, if you could put a fake voice on. When John
yes.
from Naples walks into Bear Assets, is he VIP? Can I get a fake voice, somebody?
Yes, you like a massage?
Listen,
it's John from Naples. Hey!
You're missing a real good thing about Steve is that he's with Bubba. He's a Bubba Mark, and he's got a few stories to talk about when it comes to pizza. No, but he's got good stories to tell, and you're not really getting into the real Steve.
I don't know nothing about pizza theories.
What are you talking about? Pizza
Nothing.
Theories.
This is like Pizzagate.
I didn't say that. Aww. Is this thing on?
Pizzagate.
Jesus.
Well,
Nothing.
He did mention something about conspiracies earlier.
Well,
I would like to nominate Steve to go on as off the rails soon and
please.
Regularly Because he's a really...
Anna's a dick.
You know what?
Conspiracy
hey.
Dude.
Yeah, her and I need to trade notes on Pizzagate for real. We could crack this.
You know, listen, what you can do if you want, I mean, Wednesday's wide open after the next one. If you want to come in, talk conspiracies,
fuck yeah.
You can have my seat all day long. We'll clear it with Bubba and Blitz and all of them. I mean, but, you know, that's just a wide open thing.
I'm definitely interested. I mean, I've been doing the research for nothing. I'll break it on my page if no one else
wants
to.
Bring a bouquet. She's never gotten flowers from a dude.
it's not going to start today, baby.
300?
Hold on. What's Pizzagate?
Oh, shit. No, hold on.
Clunk.
I got to stand up for this one.
No, everyone else was telling me not to get into this.
What's Pizzagate?
It's a conspiracy about all the pizza being stolen by these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's good.
These people in D.C. stole all the pizza, Lummy. You need to be looking into this.
Anna, calm down. No WAP.
I'm sorry.
That's what your conspiracy is?
No, seriously.
You really... I don't want to...
It's the goddamn
turtle. I'm honestly intimidated to just start, like...
You're the darkness.
I tried to talk about this on Tuttle's podcast, and he kind of, like, once I started getting into the nitty-gritty, he kind of, like, stopped me, and I'm just like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, he stopped you, but Lummy ain't going to stop you.
Yeah, let's... I want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah,
give
us 2 minutes.
We can always edit this out.
All right,
2 minutes. What is Pizzagate? Go.
Yeah.
Just go with Pizzagate.
Well, okay, well... It's a debunked, according to the...
And that's our time, ladies and gentlemen.
No, thank you. Hold on, listen, I'll turn their mics off if you want. You know, shit. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, well, it's not like I'm the, the truth holder. But basically, you could boil it down to elites, powerful people in entertainment. And it depends who you ask, but basically, it's... a theory about people possibly moving kids around against their will and abusing them. I'll put it that way. Thank you.
I'm giving him his 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye, just like getting crazy over there. So, yeah, what do you want to know about Tom Hanks? Want to know about that stuff? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
I feel like that would get edited out.
No. Let's just hear. I want to hear one of your conspiracy theories that, you know, you actually kind of believe, like, really strongly in.
It's not for me. I'm not copping out here, but the Pizzagate stuff is really about just noticing a certain pattern about these people who just are, they're all connected, whether it's like, you know, a separation of like one or two people. They're all connected, and they all... have this weird pattern of stuff that you can't interpret as signaling about these sexual deviancies, basically. So, like with the Tom Hanks stuff, if you want me to not beat around the bush with that,
go for it.
All right. So the Tom Hanks, I watched this stupid documentary that was saying, okay, if you go to Tom Hanks's Instagram, he's got some weird posts, and it's all like missing kids' clothes and stuff like that. And in one of the posts, it has
1 minute 58,
etched
1 minute
on the chalk.
2 minutes.
In the background is SRC USA. And it doesn't work anymore because people really like blew up about it. And it got the search doesn't do anything. But it used to be on Yandex, the Russian search engine, that if you type that in, it would recommend child porn for you to click on. I never search this because the guy warned you in the video not to do it. I did not look into this, but it is verifiably true that used to work.
Cut.
John from Naples is under the table trying to cut my
I'm trying to pull the goddamn cord.
So, okay, I got it. So, like, do you listen to Off the Rails with Anna?
Unfortunately, that's right when I clock in at work, but I try to catch the replay sometimes, and if I can sneak it at work, sometimes I do.
What do you think about her conspiracy theories that she thinks?
I haven't heard as much. I mean, she's sounds like she's definitely more educated than me, just in general.
That's cool, but it's okay.
Yeah,
take
but
a weekend.
Take
a weekend. Don't do anything. Just sit there on Google and type in conspiracy theories because you'll learn a lot, I guess.
And buy a Rubik's cube.
Yeah, you listen enough Rogan, you'll catch up on it. Alex Jones.
Yeah, if that's what. Well, no, I mean educated, like college educated. Really, I mean I don't know how much she watches, but I watch a bunch of Rogan. I mean, next to you, I will get 4 hours at least of you guys a day. I don't watch that much Rogan, but it's like that's the second place, which is Rogan. So
there's literally so much content where, you know, if you fall behind a little bit, you can't catch back up. That's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. A lot of content.
What, with the Bubba Show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a lot
I mean,
of
if you, you know, BubbaIronRadio.com, you can start all the way back from 2006 and really catch up on a lot of things.
I like it.
So, Carlos, are you into a little conspiracy, or are you just kind of the guy that's at the tiki bar down in Charleston and just kind of playing your stringing your guitar?
I enjoyed. I was very disturbed during the last election how a lot of news was just blocked. So I watched a like 30 or 40 minute video on Infowars.com. That's the Alex Jones site.
Yeah, thanks.
He had some guys out there.
Infowars. Infowars.com.
And I'm not a huge Alex Jones guy, but he actually had real footage where you got to see what that Capitol riot was, and then they pulled the video down. So I saw it. Not a lot of people saw it, but it wasn't really a riot. There was all kinds of things that happened, but they freaked out. So I like to see when there's reporting without a bias or without a slant, and that was one of them. So that was kind of neat to see. It was sad to see what happened, but I saw a lot of people storm the Capitol, and they were saying, no, this is our house. This is the Capitol. Don't destroy it. They were saying, don't break anything. Then there was rabble rousers that did. And then I see signs in Charleston, digital billboards that say, Capitol violence. Do you know somebody that was there? Turn them into the FBI. And I was like,
Can't do the Bubba voice when you do that.
Sorry. That was the FBI. Not Bubba.
Were you involved in violence?
Hey, Alex Jones.
1-800.
And Bubba went down to the FBI building.
90 Bubba.
So, I John and I discussed this. We kind of had to cut back on any news intake because it was like, is this really what's happening? It was rough.
I'm just glad you just don't hear anything about presidents right now.
Who's the president?
I'll watch him walk up a flight of steps. I don't care.
I saw him call. I heard him say President Harris one time, last week.
Yeah, I'm tuning out
right now.
Poor
guy, I'm not big on conspiracies. I like to do the research.
Talk a lot.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
It's my mic show. Sorry, I don't have nothing to say.
John's interrupting.
I'm going to put you guys here. There's five, right? Five, six, seven.
One, two, three, four, five.
So list your top seven.
What?
Of who you like on the show.
Rank the members of the show.
Yeah. I like that.
We can start with... Sorry.
No, not kill.
We're not going with you, Carlos Mandingo. We're going to go with Dark Match Steve.
Dark Match Steve.
I do want to ask Steve, Mary F. Kill.
Yeah. Hold on, but I was going to say, just rank... All right, you know what? Rank your top five favorite, starting with Dark Match Steve.
You touching your shit there, let me...
Top five?
My testicles are really feeling Steve.
Currently on the show...
Don't look at fucking Chilean. Sorry, he's not Chilean.
I don't know. Here we go. Just. So the Diacos are just hard to argue with them being in first and second. Steven, I don't see enough of, but I know he's gorgeous and he's got the Diaco rub. So I'd say that's 1, 2, 3 there. That was easy. And Bubba's number one. Sorry, I got to push all of y'all back. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mark.
And then five, Hootie the Goat.
There you go. You just have bullets, but it is.
Yeah.
John from Naples.
Hello. I'm a Blitzmark. You know why? Here's the why. He's fucking smart, and he chimes in occasionally, but his humor is the same fucking humor as mine, which is oddly the same as Babyface's. No, they're opposite like political spectrums, but they're chiming in, the danning it up thing. I love that. So I'll go with Blitz number one, Bubba number two. Kate holds it down. You know, Anna's she's bottom rung.
Oh.
Sorry, Anna. Lummy is before Anna, so we got three and we four, and there's Hootie the fucking Goat.
If I could give some advice to Anna, I know she's afraid to chime in during the AM show. You can't get her to shut up on Off the Rails. I would like to hear her chime in a little more on the morning show. She's great. But Lummy, marking out Dude, you make
number
me
number one? Are you saying he's number one?
I'm just saying he's number one.
He's over. He wants something, buddy.
Out. He's so funny, dude. I laugh so much. And you know how to work so well. You put up with so much abuse.
Yeah, you just fell a few points.
Yeah.
He doesn't get abused.
Hey, first off,
Stockholm.
You know, listen,
Stockholm is Stockholm.
You know what? You came up with your list. Let him come up with his list. And I'm number one right now.
Just lummy.
Yellow's
about
to get turned off.
I appreciate what Bubba does and that he's gotten this far. And he's kind of dialed in his mentals. He's happy. And he's running this crazy circus. So Bubba and you are sharing number one. I guess. Yeah.
Bubba's always number one.
Then Blitz. Then Anna. Anna, chime in a little bit more. And then behind the scenes, we got Caveman. But everybody, yeah, you're turned off. Dr. Dan is my hero, dude. He's so Italian. And he's a doctor and a lawyer. Babyface, just he tries to get people to cringe. So he's at the bottom. Sorry, Bo.
Did you just fucking put Blitz number three or four?
Number three.
Well, guess who just got promoted to number one fucking parody guy?
So, Kay, what was your question that you had for him?
Oh, which one?
The
oh yeah,
F Mary.
I'll walk with fucking Blitz on goddamn honeymoon island tomorrow, baby.
Woo. Yeah, we're gonna stalk Blitz like caveman with the chloroform. We're gonna go hiking on honeymoon island. See if we can catch a glimpse
okay,
of the
so
Blitz K.
Let's know that. And,
yeah.
Who's more elusive on the Bubba show? Is it Blitz or Caveman? Elusive is itty bitty. Now, who hides more?
I would say. That's actually a good question.
I overtly hide.
Blitz been trying, but Blitz is now on.
And
the
they
mic,
both,
so.
They both recently got really thin, so now they don't need video.
That's true. They're disappearing.
Slowly.
Yeah, so, it's impressive.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your question?
Oh, we didn't do Mary F. Kill.
Yeah, sorry. I'm texting Blitz right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
All right. Well, we know that.
Is he chiming in?
You know, you'd go after the Yakos.
Oh, no, I'm
just
letting him know that. Honeymoon Island.
You know,
yeah, that's obvious.
Make a sex tape with them and, you know, pedal around.
Yeah. Eiffel Towers.
Yeah, you'd be all into that. So let's go with between Blitz, Lummy, and Bubba. Mary F. Kill.
Wait, what? Who you asking?
Blitz, Lummy, and Bubba.
Mary F. Kill.
Put him on the spot.
I got mine already.
Mary Lummy.
Okay, for what reason? For what reason?
He's a mountain of a man, as they all say.
And I'll take care of you.
I'll climb on his back. I would look like a hump on his back, like Decap's hump. I would be just ride him around.
You look like Yoda. On
baby
Luke.
Yoda. And
we'd be
wait,
at Disney
who,
World, and I'd be carrying you everywhere.
Not only that, he does like a pegging. So
all right, let's move on to the next one. Thank you, Caveman.
Oh,
I haven't finished my answer.
No, I said let's move on, Caveman, to the next one. Sorry, I was saying let's go back to the dark.
What's it called?
So anyway, Lummy and I would have a great marriage.
We would.
And who is the list? Bubba, Lummy, and who?
Blitz.
I'd have to say F Bubba, kill Blitz, because he'll kill me if I don't kill him. So, you can just speed pass through me.
That's the same exact thing. Same as that thing, John.
And effing Bubba, too.
So I guess we're going to go to John from Naples.
Yes, I'm marrying you. I'm killing fucking Blitz because he's going to kill everybody else. And Bubba's getting fucked.
You could have had a different list. He presented it all men for him. There's only one girl on the show. I would F and marry Anna and then
you, Carlos.
Kill Caveman before he kills me because he's kind of deadly looking.
Oh, this motherfucker. You know, you're the one person I had the most trouble with.
Sorry, Cave.
He's pretty fucking pushy.
Yeah, he is. He's very.
Sorry.
Especially when he pulls the Bubba voice. It's like scary.
Especially when I slide in sideways on a slingshot.
Play my shit tonight. Today at 6:05.
Yeah, you turn something in at 7:05, and then you expect me to have it by 7:30 on the show.
7:30? You told me like 7:07.
Hey,
where's my stuff at?
Hey, Bubba. Right, hey, Bubba. Did you listen? Did you hear my parody yet?
The only reason it worked out is even when you shake your head, he loves it. So,
yeah,
that's my saving grace. I'll try to be more, you know, pro caveman.
Well, it's making the show seamless, which the other two understand quite well. The old guy who doesn't understand technology and the young buck over here.
I'm a fucking hugger. Check out the pics. Instagram.
Whoop.
Lummy, F, Mary, Kill.
Of Mary Carey, what?
No,
your
no.
choice.
Yes,
three. First off, I can't do because it was Lummy. What have I got to say? Like, yeah, I'd pick myself the whole time.
No.
And by the way, you didn't pick it because you were too busy saying Anna for all of them and kill caveman.
Well, I don't want to marry or F a dude.
Okay, all right, Mr. Charles.
Throw a chick in there, you know?
It's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, exactly. So what we'll do... Oh, I didn't say that.
F, marry, kill. Dark?
How do you know, Lum?
I don't know. So I will say...
I'm scared about this answer.
All right, so between you three...
He's looking at us.
Oh, he's going to answer.
I don't want to look at him.
Yeah, caveman's going to answer next.
I'm not looking at his beady eyes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, God, am I prettier than fucking Dark?
I'm gonna marry...
Oh, God, he's looking at me. Jesus
John
Christ.
From Naples.
Oh, I'm out of here. I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's actually kind of bad. I don't know, because I feel like Carlos Mandingo and I would actually get along really well and have a lot of fun.
Is it because he's wearing a flowery shirt?
No, I actually think that we have a lot of common on a lot of things, kind of seeing his personality, and I think what is... I think I'm going to change my answer. I think I'm going to marry Carlos Mandingo III. I'm going to fuck Dark Match Thief.
Yes! Yeah!
Hell
you know
yeah.
why? It's easy.
And I'm
going to
kill fucking John from Naples. I think that's what it is. Because, I mean, no offense. I mean, you seem like you'd be a good little one. I think that we would have a little bit more in common.
Put a wand in your hand.
And then him, I think he'd be uptight and fucking just complaining to me.
I'll be waiting in the bathroom.
John is a dick. Hello.
John is annoying with his camera, too. He wants content.
Yeah.
Every day.
Why did you get content?
Shut up, Larry.
Why did you get more content, you dumbass? Right?
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay, so Cave, you're up now. I have to do this.
Kay's killing me, I could tell.
No, actually, you know who I'm going to kill is Carlos. Too pushy.
He is pushy.
With a lot of alternative girls, like girls with like nipple rings and piercings and just.
That's like, what you're into?
I'm into a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
We know this.
That's why we're keeping our distance.
Steve's shit looks
but
like it hurts.
Like, I mean, I married kind of a granola girl, so I'm
hipster?
Like.
Hipster.
Hipster girl?
No, you know, like
is she Chilean?
Is she vegan?
No. She's a little bit more like hippie-ish.
So that would be Steve.
You know, and I think it'd be a fun fuck. Jesus. I want to go with the stability.
Here it comes, baby.
Of John for marriage. Marriage.
He's 50.
With John.
Bubba. What?
I want stability.
Oh fuck. Oh shit, yeah. I'm a mature bro.
Let the record show they're coming to Dark Match Steve for a good time, okay?
Exactly.
Bubba Raceway Park.
Listen, there's no offense. You know, John from Naples. Just,
yo.
You know, I think, you know, we'd get along. I mean, you're kind of an older gentleman.
Fuck.
You're not
I'm Dan's age.
Look what you've done with your life.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a doctor and a lawyer.
A compact computer and a fucking voice. Stand by for news.
In the RV, recording news on his own.
RV, bro.
Crap.
You're kicked
out. I just
got
evicted.
You're going over Steve's house.
No, he's
going
to be at the Roadway Inn that we heard on the story today. The Roadway Inn on US 19.
At the Red House.
Can we all do that together?
I don't get what you're talking about, Roadway Inn.
Well, you didn't listen to the show, did you?
No, that's the thing.
Oh, my God.
I missed the last 2 days because I've been traveling, and I couldn't get the radio to work on the slingshot. I'm failing.
Can you give us a good Bubba voice, like lambasting Lemmy right now for his bad fucking podcast for the first time? Go.
Lemmy, you did a great podcast. You're over, kid.
Thank you, Carlos Mandingo. Listen, John from Naples,
no.
You're so dumb. I don't know why you're even fucking talking right now because you're
not even from Naples.
Carlos Mandingo, he knows what he's talking about. You know what? You know what he knows what he's talking about. And Dark Match Steve, he's a man. You know, John from Naples, you try to pretend. You try to pretend that he's a man and, you know, they are the man. You know, chicken nugget.
I would guess.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
Hey, listen, John from Naples, shut up.
I can handle Bubba.
You're so over. Listen, I'm going to shut your mic off right now.
50 plus club, bro.
John from Naples, I'm going to shut it off.
Nope.
All right.
Give that drink to Lummy over there.
Mute.
I love meltdowns.
Carlos Mandingo, you're the man. Dark Match Steve, you're the man. I just shot his mic off. You guys are great. Keep the parodies up. Keep them positive about me.
Thank you, Bubba.
Cave, you're looking good. Keep it getting skinny.
Svelte?
Hi.
You're so svelte. Yeah, keep those Instagram. You keep hiking. Dark Match Steve, what do you got to say to me?
Tell me I'm over. I'm over.
Damn, Bubba, you are over right now. Tell me you're looking good. Sexy. You're svelte. Those calves look amazing, by the way. Sexy.
Tell me how good I look. Tell me I'm fit. I'm swell.
Yeah, I picked you for F, Mary, Kill, Bubba. Yeah, you're
that's
gorgeous.
That's right. That's right. Carlos Mandingo didn't.
I got the good news. You'll be 298.
John Renabo, shut up.
You'll be 298 next week.
You
on Friday.
You didn't pick me. You didn't pick me. Shit. Carlos Mandingo, Dark Match Steve did. Ah, they want to F me and marry me. Ah. You wanted to kill me.
I want to feed you fruit, Bubba.
Oh.
Who said that?
I want you to buy more Tommy Bahama shirts. That was a good look for
shut
me.
Up, Carlos Mandingo. Yeah, I'm talking about. I'm only talking to one person here. And that's me. Me. I'm just going to talk to me from now on because you guys don't know what you're talking about. Me.
Vortex.
My mic's getting turned off soon. Go.
Yep. Cave, are you over there?
Can you
yes.
Can you do
God, you're looking sexy, Cave. Okay, you want to get to the gym? We'll do like workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't make me into a parrot, you dummy. I got a pair. His name's Bubba. It's called me. I got to talk to it. It's called me.
Me.
You guys mean up some more.
Why didn't you ask Carlos what the fuck his hat says?
Mine, give a shit.
It's me. Fuck his hat.
What does your hat mean?
My crew is dope. One of my favorite bands. Highly Suspect. Check them out, guys.
Jeez. Oh, he's self-promoting.
Did you see Dark?
It's not my band. It's one of my favorite bands. It's a good band.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like AC/DC and Nickelback, so.
You would?
Nickelback.
Oh, fuck. Wow. AC/DC to Nickelback. Real to.
He just grabbed his toes and kicked it out wide.
First off, if you guys talk shit about Nickelback has got a lot of hits and made a lot of money. So,
very cool play band.
Can anyone else get me on this one?
We listened to Nickelback on the way down, me and Lee. There's that song. Hey, I can't remember what it's called.
Are you a YouTube fan, too? What other bands do you listen to, Lummy?
First off, I'm over time. Listen, I understand maybe Chad Kroeger, whatever the fuck his name is, has got like a lot of problems and a lot of people don't like him. But listen, Nickelback puts a lot of hits out, and you know what? They do what they do, and they make a lot of money. So you guys can all fuck off.
Yeah, they play to the radio format. I get it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Does anyone else have like 15 hits in here? Raise your hands.
I have almost 20. We went over this, Lummy. Yeah.
20 hits like Nickelback. I mean, come on. You hate Nickelback?
I honestly I don't like much radio music. Tool and I don't know, Nirvana, that's as much radio as I really like when it comes to music.
Are SoFlo still a friend of the show? Because I was playing.
We're gonna be wrapping this up here.
Burning in the Land of Palm Trees when we got here.
So Lummy, I could tell, is like inches
I want to knock.
He's
do Steve better than Steve.
Down on the backside because after that whole Bubba impression, it took a lot of energy.
No,
out of
it didn't. But you guys are hitting on my. You guys are hitting on my Nickelback.
I'm sorry, we're shitting on Nickelback. But in closing, each one of you guys have a minute. What do you have to say to Bubba? You have a minute, each of you. John, go first.
Bubba, my first parody was not an actual parody. It was a goddamn resume entry. Thank you.
Bubba, this is Dark Match Steve, your favorite, as we talked about again, with hits like Uber Tom and I Want the Doc. So I just want to say I appreciate so much you working my songs in there and whatever. The whole thing has been an amazing experience, and I've grown a lot from it, and I just really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is Carlos, Bubba, your actual favorite parody maker. Sorry, Steve. Oh, that was a real fart.
That would be lovely.
Thank you for the chance. This has been a blast, and let's keep going.
Number 101 of roundtable of fans. So thank
ding,
you.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, thanks so much for having
thank
us. And
you.
You're taking the time out of your day.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're not fans. We're parody guys now.
So there we go. This is Lummy out with the, you know what? Let me turn these mics off and let me do an outro. Thank you, Kay, for coming out here. And John from Naples has got a bladder the size of Anna. And we're calling this the, I don't know, the Mount. The mark out session, the what might white, the gob out, the Rushmore, whatever. I don't know, man. It is what it is. Great parody, guys. Dark Match Steve, Carlos Mandingo, and John from Naples. Thank you guys for showing up. We do appreciate it. Goodbye. And thanks for the free content.